Welcome to Thinking Like a Boss, the podcast for lady bosses who are ready to turn their limiting beliefs into limitless opportunity. I'm your host, Kate Krakow, confidence and mindset coach for female leaders. We will be hearing from women who have turned their fear to faith, wounds to wisdom, pain to platform. Each week you will walk away feeling lighter and ready to take on the challenges before you. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey friends, not sure if you heard, I recently created a quiz to help you pinpoint what's been holding you back from success in your life and business. Head on over to katekrakow.com/quiz to find out which result that you get. And when you download this quiz, you will also get instant access to the first two chapters of my book, Thinking Like a Boss, Uncover and Overcome the Lies Holding You Back from Success. Again, head on over to katekrakow.com/quiz to get access to all of these goodies. Welcome to episode number 54 of the Thinking Like a Boss podcast. This week, our guest is Christy Clover. Christy is a home organization and efficiency expert. She is also an author, speaker, and the host of the Simply Joyful podcast. In this episode, we discuss how to manage the household mayhem, learning how to tune out what others say in order to be the best version of yourself, and how to have a clear understanding of your why and your priorities. Join us in this conversation because you are not alone. Hi, Christy. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. How are you doing?
Good. I'm so excited to connect with you and hear about your book and hear about everything that you're doing with homeschooling and kiddos home and writing and speaking. So thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, absolutely. It's always kind of fun to like talk shop, like people who speak my language.
Yes.
More than just, I mean, I love talking about the book and all of those things, but it is kind of just fun to talk to people who understand the other world that I live in.
Totally. And we have the same publisher too.
Yes. Baker yeah. Books.
Woohoo. Love Baker.
Oh, it's been such a joy going through the entire process. It's exhausting, but it's good in the end. It really is like birthing a child.
Oh my goodness. I think it's actually harder though.
I'm like, warning, some labor pains are coming your way.
and no epidural. I don't know if you have one.
No. Oh, no, I did with my children. Yes. Yeah. In real life, real epidurals. Yes, I had that. I'm like, publishing epidurals. No, there's no.
No, there's not.
Got to do it.
All right. So we're going to dive into the speed round. And
yes.
Your top three. So number one, what's your favorite product right now?
Okay, this was actually easy for me to think of because, and it's going to sound funny to everyone, but I am in love with my Viking oven. And let me explain why.
We
are finishing our home renovation. So I have been without an oven for 4 months. So I love my oven. We just got it hooked up and I literally have never felt so much joy cooking.
I have one of those on my Pinterest board. I have for many years.
Yeah. No, I love it. And it's been fun too, because we've been videoing the whole process of the home renovation and we're getting ready to push that out as a whole YouTube series, but it's been really fun. And yeah, my new oven, I'm like, let me just tell everybody, like we have friends coming. I'm like, look at my oven. You want me to bake something for you? I can. So
I bet that might get old a little fast though.
I don't know. It's not right now. I'm just going to ride it. I'm going to ride it out and just be excited about baking all over again.
Yeah. All right. So number two, your favorite way to unplug from business right now?
Well, right now it's always family time. Like if I just need to unplug, it's just getting out. Sometimes just getting out of the house and going for a walk with my family. But I will admit that Hallmark movies. I love Hallmark movies. So that's one of my favorite ways to unplug. Just cuddle up on the little couch, and usually I have a kid or two next to me, and we just watch a good Hallmark movie because I know they have a happy ending.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, last one. A goal you want to speak into existence, something, and I put you guys on the spot, something that you haven't said out loud yet.
Okay. So this is probably more dream than, yes. I don't know if it's attainable. And this is going to be like the first time I've actually said it this specifically. But my dream would be to have a show on the Gaines, so Chip and Joanna Gaines' new network. That would be like a dream come true.
I didn't even know they had a network.
Yes, they have their own channel now.
Really?
They do. And I really think they need a little Christy Clover there.
Oh, so yeah.
I'm just going to say that.
Totally. I feel like you and Joanna would be BFFs.
Right? Right. We should be. And it's so cute. I wish I had, because you and I can see each other. Our podcast listeners can't see us, but I got a letter from them, a little like postcard with their signature and everything. Like, and it was this personalized note from the team, but the front of it's like from them. And so I'm like, see, Joanna Gaines, yes. She sent me a note. So
put it on your vision board.
I know.
Right? I keep mine right by my computer.
Ooh, that's so cool. What a great idea.
I have people's names on there who I want to connect with. Yeah. And it, honestly, almost everything that I put on here last January has come true.
Oh, I love it. I love how that sometimes works, which is like, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that this is going
to
happen.
But, you never know.
Hey, you never know. I can be like, man, back when before Joanne and I were like BFFs.
Yeah. Have you like sent her a copy of your book?
Yes. That's why I got a note back.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's wonderful.
So we sent her a little book and a little note and some cute little things to go along with it. And yeah, so it was really sweet that you know, her team actually got in touch and everything. And the note, I'm like, it kind of made it sound like she looked at the book
because I'm sure
of the way that they said it. So I was like, I will take that. So my book is somewhere in Joanna Gaines. I'm going to say her home, not even her office. I'm going to say she took it home. There we go.
Yep. I bet she needs run it with more that. Than we think she needs it.
Oh, yes. They did one episode because that was actually one of our things that the kids and I would do is we would watch Fixer Upper because it's just such a fun show. Mm-hmm. And we were getting ready for this home renovation. And that one episode they showed, I think it was her attic or it was some part of her house. And I'm like, I think they made it messy on purpose just to let us think that Joanna Gaines really had like an area of her house that wasn't perfect. I'm like, it was good. It made me feel like I connected more with her.
I love that. Well, I am believing that dream to be a goal for you.
I love it. I'll take it.
Yep. All right. So share with our listeners a little bit about you, what you're doing, what you're up to, and the people that you're serving in the world.
Ooh, well, my passion is to help families learn how to simplify. And more than just like, I don't really so much ascribe to like minimalism, but just simplify. Like why are we trying to be so busy? And so I try to help families to slow the hustle down, to be really intentional with their family life. And I find that brings more joy. So that's part of why my podcast is called Simply Joyful. So it kind of takes the two elements of what I love to talk about, puts them together. So simple solutions for a more joy-filled life. But right now I am post like really big push for the book launch of my new book, MOM, which is Master Organizer of Mayhem. So it's a book all about home organization tips, and it's really efficiency tips for moms and just helping them in the throes of life because, you know, it's not about just like have a fancy planner and your life comes together. I mean, it takes more than that.
Oh, yeah.
So much more. So lots of fun hacks in there and systems that have worked for us through the years. And I mean, we have a family with 5 kids. So there's 7 of us here in this home. So there's always a lot of mayhem and, you know, nothing like launching a book and a major home renovation at the same time. So we've had mayhem. So I'm kind of on a slight little break right now. And my team and I are kind of building up and for January and having a fun January that we're going to be planning out. And so we have a lot of things kind of relaunching in January. So YouTube channel, podcast, book. So those are kind of the main things I do.
That's awesome. And can you just share a little bit about your kids' schooling? How they, like you don't do everything with them out at school. You do it with them home with you.
Right. So we are a homeschool family. I'm one of those crazy people. I'll take it and own it.
And I had that side of me that I was like, I want to homeschool too. But I give you a lot of credit.
Oh, thank you.
It's gotta be hard.
It is. It always is. I shouldn't say it isn't, but it is. And yet there's an intentionality that, I mean, with home organization, one of the things that I'm actually kind of known for in the homeschool circles is homeschool organization. And so I created these systems in my own home and I started talking about it on YouTube and people are like, what do you do? So I actually created a course for, you know, our homeschool organization. And it was really fun to see. It's been fun to see the impact because if you do plan out your year, and I'm not just talking about teacher planners, I'm actually a little bit, okay, I'm like, say this secretly, but I'm a little bit against teacher planners just because it is a lot of busy work And so I kind of created my own hack for how to plan out my year and how to do it with the daily to-dos. And so I have been having a lot of fun helping families. I mean, we've got, I forget how many families now. I think we're over 1,000 families that have been doing my course, and that's really exciting. Incredible. Yeah, it's really exciting to see just how many people have taken the course and just been impacted by it. But yeah, so homeschooling is a different animal. And you know, when I have a kindergartner and a senior in high school. So I've got the entire thing going on this year.
Do you have like certain hours of the day that are school and then other hours are just family time or just playtime? Like, do you get any free time for yourself?
So yeah, the goal is to always have a little bit of, you know, time, but it doesn't even matter if you homeschool. In general, when you have kids, not every day do I get mom time, but it's very important. I try to be intentional about planning that, but it doesn't always happen. Mm-hmm. But with our schooling, I try to really focus on the morning hours as being the time that if kids need help. So that's when I'm helping my little kids because they can't read their assignments always. And so from about 9 to 12, I try to be fully available for my kiddos. And then after that, if they still have work to finish up, they're doing that on their own, or they can wait until I do have a moment to help. I'm like, that is like the ideal day. But yeah, then I have moments where, especially with the book launch, where somebody needs to have me at 9 o'clock. So sometimes we try to get a little bit done before. Sometimes we just start later. You know, there's times when we're trying to catch up in the evening. So just, it kind of depends. You got to be flexible. I think that's the key. Otherwise you drive yourself crazy.
Totally. So this is a question that's completely off topic, but I'm really curious because I feel like it would be a no-no for homeschoolers, but I just want to know the real truth.
Oh yeah.
Do you let your kids watch TV?
Not during homeschool hours, but in
other
life,
times.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
In life. Yes.
Yes.
So, and honestly, that's one of the ways that I have been able to get my mom time is
same.
If everybody gets all of their schoolwork done, chores done, whatever else we like to have them do, play outside time, then they can watch a show. And so we are very, very strategic and strict about what we allow our kids to watch. So it's not like they just watch anything and everything. So they are very limited. And yes, they watch the same shows over and over again if there are new shows being produced. So, and that's okay. And they don't seem to mind. They don't really have a big selection, but we do. And that is how I sometimes get time. I'm like, you guys go watch a show. I'm not going to close my door. Like, I'm just going to just be real quiet. Pretend I'm napping.
That's how I wrote my book. A lot of it was Daniel Tiger and putting the two.
You got to survive. I'm telling you.
Hey friends, exciting news. Launch team applications are now open. It would be such an honor to have you be a part of this movement and spread the message of thinking like a boss to the women and also the men who need to hear it most. Here's how it works. Head on over to my website, katecrocco.com/book. And on that page, you will see a button that says launch team. Click on that button, fill out the application to get all the details regarding a private Facebook community, special goodies and bonuses, like the first 200 of you who sign up get an additional hardcover book for free. Also, we are going to have tons of fun bonuses and goodies in the group for you, including one of you is going to win a half-day business coaching intensive with me. So make sure you head on over to katecrocco.com/book, find the button for launch team, click it, fill out the application, and we will see you in the group.
So share with us a little bit about, you know, because I know things are like wonderful in your business right now, but back when you started it, did you have any top limiting beliefs, any lies that you told yourself that sort of hindered you from moving forward?
Absolutely. So I think anytime that you get started, you always have these like goals. Like I'm a Pollyanna from the standpoint, I'm very positive. And so I have like these big dreams and like, as you can tell, and like everything's possible. I can do it. I'm positive. I can do this and it's all going to work out. So I would almost say I wouldn't necessarily mess myself up in thinking that, oh, of course this will happen. But sometimes it was because if something didn't happen that I was really dreaming about, then I would just think, oh, why am I even doing this? Mm-hmm. And so that was very limiting. And then on the flip side of that, I had a lot of people, including a lot of the, you know, people we probably all go to for advice on how to do things. And everyone would always say consistency, consistency. You got to be consistent. And the reality was, is I'm a homeschooling mom of five. My husband has traveled for 21 years of our 22 years of marriage. And so I'm sorry, but that leads to burnout if I try to be too consistent. Yeah. And I was allowing for a long time the business side of what I do to be very creative. It was my creative outlet. And so I allowed myself to work within that creativity, which meant that I didn't really schedule it as harshly and as strategically as I now do. But I had a lot of people telling me like, oh, you've got great content. Like friends who were also bloggers, like you have great content, but you have to be consistent. And honestly, as a Christian, I just reached a point where I was like, you know what? I'm going to do what I can do when I can do it. And I just pray that the Lord will bless it. Mm-hmm. And what I found that was spectacular was that like I took 9 months off of my podcast and newsletter to write the book. And surprise, surprise, when I came back after 9 months, everything was still there. I still had people who were, you know, who were listening to the podcast. The podcast numbers came back strong. So it was scary because I thought, no one's going to want to hear from me anymore. But it was really exciting. And it was kind of exciting. Like I was reconnecting. I mean, it's kind of like if you see a dear friend after months apart, it's like, oh, let's just pick up where we started off. And so it's been fun engaging with people, you know, who I know online in that manner as well, from YouTube channel to the podcast to just all different things. And it's been such a blessing that, you know, people showed up to really help with the book launch. And so it's been really exciting overall. But yeah, those are probably my two big things is getting disappointed by my positivity. So when things didn't work out, and then listening to too many people tell me the way it's supposed to be done.
Yeah. I love the second part that you brought up with like taking the 9 months off and really believing that everything was going to be the same, if not better, when you returned. Because I think so many women get caught up with the consistency thing. Like I 100% believe in consistency, but it depends on the season that you're in. And I think it's easy for people to compare on Instagram or social media, and they see someone who started a business and went from 0 to 100 in a year or whatever, but their life is completely different. So I always share with people, like, if I started this business when I had kids, it probably would not be where it is right now. Mm. I had this foundation because I started it before having kids. My husband worked a lot. I had probably 70 to 80 hours a week to pour into my business.
I can't even imagine that.
I know, right?
That is amazing. Okay, I'm just going to see. I'm like, I'm not coveting. No, I'm kidding.
Right?
And now, but everything's just, you know, God's timing. In my, again, like, I don't know if your audience is Christian or not, but like for me, it really is. It's, you know, it's God's timing. And
Yeah.
Oh, but that's so exciting. So now, I'm sorry. And I also interrupted you. So now, tell me now.
Yeah. So now I get like maybe a solid 10 hours a week. Ooh. But the other thing is looking back, those like 70 to 80 hours that I would pour in each week it was busy work, right? Mm-hmm. People saying like, be consistent here, and there, and being consistent maybe in all the wrong areas. And I think motherhood really helps you simplify like you do and figure out what's important and what's really just not necessary.
Oh, absolutely. And I always find it, people are always like, oh, 5 kids, how do you do anything?
Yeah.
We all fill our time. I mean, that's the thing, is we all fill our time. I find that moms who have one kiddo, they are busier than me. Like I will watch them and I'm like, I don't know how you do all that you do, because everybody fills their time differently. You know, so no, maybe people aren't writing books and they aren't running podcasts, but you know, they might work on several different things outside of the home. They might help at school more, you know, just everybody fills their time with something. So it's just being really intentional and knowing your priorities and kind of moving forward from that.
I love that. Recently, we changed our daycare situation a little bit because the kids were at daycare full time. And we moved to a different daycare because they have a little bit of extended hours and it's closer to my in-laws, and they now are there only 3 days a week.
Oh, neat.
So it's basically like half the time of before, but I can't tell you, like I have gotten more work done in those 3 days than I did before when they were there full time. Like wow. I've learned to say no a lot more, learned to just really prioritize and mm-hmm. simplify things. So you're right. It's like the time you have, you're going to fill.
Oh, absolutely. And no is probably the most important word to learn in every, in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to learn to simplify, learn to say no. That's really, there we go. Done.
Yeah.
A one page book.
So when would you say you sort of realized that, okay, like things are going to be different for me. I need to move forward and not sort of stay stuck in this lie that is holding me back right now.
Honestly, I think burnout is what kind of hit me, is that when you are saying yes to too many things and doing too much. I didn't have a team when I first started, and that has always been my goal. I had somebody ask me like, why are you working so hard? And why do you, it sounds like you're making these products. I'm like, because I want a team. I can't do this. I love what I do, but I cannot do it on my own. And so that was the first really big step, is when I hired someone to start editing my podcast. Mm. And that was just like, I could sing down the hallway, because it just freed up so much time, especially since I'm a perfectionist. And so I had to let go of my perfectionism and just let somebody else do it and just be okay. Like I very rarely, actually now I never, but someone on my team that listens to the edited version, just to kind of be a double check, but I don't really listen to it. I kind of let it go. Unless I know there was one really glaring moment in the interview and I wanted to make sure they got that moment right. But I have gone through different versions and, you know, levels of burnout. And so I kind of reached a point where my husband just lovingly was like, you are kind of biting off more than you can chew. And I'm like, yes, I am. And I'm tired. And so that's when I kind of always come back to my priorities. My family is a much greater priority to me than anything I do online. And so it's always worth it for me to shut down online if I have to, because honestly, if everything online went away, and my family is more important.
Yeah.
So I remind myself of that constantly. So when I am feeling tapped out and like it's on the, and honestly, this is a big thing. If I'm just crabby and it's because I'm overwhelmed, because I get crabby when I get overwhelmed. I'm like the Simply Joyful girl gets crabby. And yeah. And so I get crabby, and that is my, usually a big heads up that something, I've got too much going on, because I can't even process what's happening in my life. And so I know I need to pull back. And so the goal for 2020 is to be so far ahead of everything that my audience won't feel as many of the breaks that we had when we first started out, because that was a lot of just like trying to get caught up. So I'm really hoping that people won't feel my breaks as much as they felt now. But that was my breaking point, I would say, is just having burnout.
Mm. What would you say? Do you have any tips or just steps for people who are maybe struggling with the same thing in their business or their life right now?
I would definitely suggest writing down your why. I think that's probably the most important thing anyone can do, whatever their goal is, whether they're starting a business or a podcast or homeschooling or organizing. Like even I give people that same advice when they are trying to get organized in their home. You have to start with your why. If you do not understand the deciding factor of why you want to do something, you'll never stick with it. Mm-hmm. And so I had to understand my whys of why I run everything I do online. And then I also had to understand my priorities, and I listed them out. And so even when it comes to family, like my husband and I, like we will bless our kids so much more if our marriage is healthy than if I made my kids the priority and pushed my husband away. Because I'm a child of a divorce, and it doesn't mean, you know, that you can't survive, but it's just so important for me to have a healthy marriage, mm-hmm. to have a healthy family and sibling relationships, and then to kind of move on from there. You know, am I being a good daughter? Like, am I, you know, making sure I'm checking up on parents and other family members and friends? And so just kind of really figuring out where your priorities are is a big thing. And like we said before, no, learning that no. Yeah. And then, oh, actually, I've got one more little bonus tip for that. So if anyone is feeling, because I think a lot of times when we feel like people are quote unquote, people are telling me that I need to be more consistent, What I have learned is to do me. I do the best version of myself than anyone else. So I always like to remind people, like, you do you and do you really well. Yeah. And so no one else can take that. It can replace that. And so we all have a very unique voice. And so that's what I tell myself, is that whenever I feel like I need to take a break, because in order for me to have, to be true to who I am and even to my audience is going to be so much more blessed if I take a break and yeah. come back refreshed than for me to just start spouting off tips from a you know, from an area that is just exhausted.
Yeah. Oh, that's so true. Yeah. When you have that energy, people feel it.
Yeah.
And they're more excited to be there and cheer you on and just grateful that you're showing up. I think also, like, back several years ago when I started my business, when social media wasn't as big, I think consistency was like the thing to do. And that's what was working back then. And I think that nowadays, I've learned that sometimes the less consistent I am, like when I just show up only when I want to, my business actually does better.
Ooh, that's good. I like yeah. hearing that.
Yeah. It's crazy because sometimes it's like, all right, how far can I lean back with like not showing up? Or, and it's not mm-hmm. that I don't want to show up, but sometimes days are busy and I don't want to just show up just to put fluff out there.
Right.
Like I want to show up because I want to give value and because I'm excited to do it. So I would just really challenge our listeners today, if you have a business, like just start showing up when you're excited. And mm-hmm. if you're not so excited, like stop putting the pressure on yourself to do it.
Yeah, that's great advice.
Thank you. So any last little words of wisdom or anything you want to share? I know you dropped a lot of knowledge bombs on us today.
Oh, you know, I would say just kind of to tie a pretty bow around all that we talked about is to pick one thing to do well. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's sometimes a problem. And I think that's what led to parts of my burnout is you were just saying, as I mentioned before, is that when we're trying to do too many things, mm-hmm. it's exhausting. So pick one thing and do it well. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of social media platforms out there and yeah, it's great to grow them all, but don't like focus on one thing and just, you know, learn about it, to become a student of that area and do the hard work, but pick one thing. Mm. And I think you'll avoid a lot of other issues and hopefully avoid some burnout.
That's great. What's your favorite platform to show up on?
That's a tough one. I love all things video. So I would say YouTube because I love doing video, but I really love live. That's kind of where I felt that big spark happen. I'd started with blogging. I knew I had to build a platform in order to get a publisher to be interested in my book. And so I had started with that. And then as soon as live streaming started, I went bonkers because I was like, this platform was made for me.
Yes.
It's just fun. And I am energized by the, you know, the rush that you get when you show up for things and do live. But now it's kind of, I'm seeing how it's kind of progressed. And so what I love is video, but I'm also doing more TV segments at our local stations. And then when I traveled for, I did a little mini book tour and doing things like that. It is the most terrifying thing and exciting thing to just do a live interview, especially on something other than my own platform. It's scary, but it's really fun. At the end, I'm like all energized. So if you want to hear just how fast I can talk.
Yeah.
Catch me after my interview because I'm like, wah-ha-ha!
Yes, on top of the world.
That's right.
That's amazing. Well, this was such a great interview today. Thank you so much for being here. Can you share with our listeners where they can find you? Share again the name of your podcast, the name of your book.
Oh, absolutely. So everything can be found on my website, which is christyclover.com. And Christy is spelled K-R-I-S-T-I. So Christy with a K and an I. And then Clover, just like four-leaf clover. So everything's over there on my website. But I am on YouTube. I'm on Instagram. Those are probably my two favorite places to show up. So when I do go live, those are the two areas that I go live. And then my podcast, which you can find, you know, iTunes, Stitcher, all those good things. It's called Simply Joyful. And so Simply Joyful Podcast with Christy Clover. I think that's how you find it on there. And the book is MOM, Master Organizer of Mayhem. So that, see, that's a whole lot of things to throw out at people, but really it's just ChristyClover.com and they'll find everything. So
great way to simplify.
There we go. Yes. Put it all in one spot for people.
So easy. Thank you so much, Christy. This was wonderful.
Oh, thanks for having me on. This is really fun.
Hello, friends. Thank you so much for being a part of this fabulous tribe and listening to the Thinking Like a Boss podcast. I'd love to invite you over to my free Facebook community, the Confident Ladies Club. Come connect with other lady bosses, share your message, and get updates on free content. Head on over to Facebook, search the Confident Ladies Club, add yourself in, and we will accept you. Can't wait to see you there. Here's a review from one of our loyal listeners. Ali Vargovic says, I love that Kate is talking about a topic in business that is rarely talked about, our limiting beliefs. You can tell with every episode how passionate Kate is about the topic of limiting beliefs in business and life. Also, you can feel the way she loves on women in business. It is so relatable to hear different stories of business women and their limiting beliefs. Thank you, Kate. Thank you so much, Ali.